CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 17th of August 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organizations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can read daily updates from the RSGB's YOTA summer camp team. Women in Amateur Radio, panel to be held at RSGB convention in October. The RSGB Awards Manager announces a new awards series. This year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp begins tomorrow, and the RSGB is sending a team of four young members to take part. YOTA camps are an opportunity for young people to operate the latest amateur radio equipment, take part in construction activities, and make international friendships. The Society will be keeping you up to date with the group's progress by sharing daily updates and photos. This year's camp is taking place near Paris and is being organized by REF, the French National Amateur Radio Society, and the IARU. Read the daily blog updates by visiting rsgb.org/YOTA-camp and selecting YOTA Paris 2025 from the right-hand menu. The Society will also be sharing updates via its Facebook and X channels. If you'd like to get involved with getting young people on the air, why not take part in YOTA Month in December 2025? You could host special call sign GB25YOTA. To find out more, email the YOTA Month's coordinator, Jamie M0SDV, via yankeeoscartangoalpha.month@rsgb.org.uk. The list of confirmed speakers for this year's RSGB convention continues to grow, with a further round of names released. If you haven't already purchased your tickets, be sure to book online now to secure your place and watch Dan McGraw, M0WUT, explain PCB design for low-voltage switched mode power supplies. You'll also be able to get an insight into what has been learnt from Solar Cycle 25 with a presentation by the chair of the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. The Society has also confirmed that RSGB Radcom Technical Editor, Peter Duffett-Smith, GM3XJE, will be presenting a lecture on the importance of understanding the input impedance of your transmitter. The IRTS Youth Officer, Anna Kanyi-Saris, EI5AXB, will be sharing her experience of getting young people in Ireland involved in amateur radio. There's my phone, dear oh dear. In addition, the RSGB has announced that it will be holding a Women in Amateur Radio panel discussion. This session will highlight five women who enjoy different aspects of amateur radio and will discuss the opportunities, challenges, and potential barriers that may exist in engaging more girls and women with amateur radio. Find out more about these thought-provoking presentations by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting RSGB 2025 convention speakers from the right-hand menu. The convention takes place between the 10th and 12th of October and is a must-do on every amateur's calendar. The RSGB Awards Manager has introduced a new awards series for amateur radio contacts with stations across all UK country and Crown Dependency prefixes. The WRT UK the Worked All UK and Crown Dependency Prefixes Award offers several different subsets with the rules varying slightly for each. The idea for the award was put forward as a way of encouraging or tapping into intra-UK activity, as well as encouraging contact with UK amateurs. Get involved with this new award by going to rsgb.org/awards with an S and selecting Worked All UK and Crown Dependency from the right-hand menu. You can find details of other awards offered by the Society using the same link. National Coding Week takes place during the third week of September, and the RSGB is dedicating the whole of the month to amateur radio and coding activities. This year, the Society has created two new activities for you to try. Both build on worksheets it shared in previous years, but you don't have to have done those first. The Python Pocket Morse activity has been developed by the RSGB Maker Champion, Tom Wardell, 2E0JJI, and is a low-cost opportunity to learn some Morse and programming together. The exercise will cover using a BBC Microbit version 2 and a more advanced Python programming instead of the previous block programming mode. It is intended as a gentle introduction to both Python and small computer programming and can be done without any previous knowledge of the Microbit. You can download the full instructions by going to rsgb.org/coding and selecting Python Pocket Morse from the right-hand menu. The other new activity is the Low Rat Balloon Challenge. As well as the manual, which guides you through the process of building your own low RAR tracker and seeing how far your signal can reach, the Society has released a video in which Fraser, MM0EFI, demonstrates the process. Find both on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/Lima Oscar Romeo Alpha-Balloon. International Lighthouse and Lightship Week started at 0001 UTC on Saturday the 16th and ends at 2400 UTC today. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entrants located in over 40 countries. To find out more and to view a list of participating stations, visit indialima.limawhiskey.net. This year's British Inland Waterways on the Air event will run from Saturday the 23rd until Monday the 25th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website at novemberhotelalfaromeogolf.org.uk and follow the Bywota 2025 link. Now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 24th, the Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place at Heron's Lodge Guide and Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. Free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities will be available. The entrance fee is £3. The doors open to the public from 9 a.m. For more information, visit Mike Kilo, Alpha Romeo Sierra, .org.uk/Mike Kilo Rally. On Sunday the 24th also, the Torbay Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place at Newton Abbott Racecourse. The doors open at 10 a.m. and entry costs £3. You can find out more via torbayalfaromeosierra.org. Now the special event news. Leicester Radio Society is active as Golf Bravo 8 Oscar Victor Juliet until tomorrow, the 18th, to mark the 80th anniversary of VJ Day. The station's operating on the HF, 2-meter and 77s bands. Operators are using CW, phone, FT4, FT8, SSTV and RTTY. More information is available at qrz.com. For U0ITU is the call sign in use by the International Amateur Radio Club at ITU headquarters in Geneva. The station is active in celebration of the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunication Union, QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Now the DX News. Steve, ZL2KE, is active as Echo 51 Kilo Echo Echo from Rarotonga, OC013, on the South Cook Islands. Until tomorrow, he's operating CW and some SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL direct to IK2DUW. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Phil, C21TS, yes, he's using Charlie 21 Tango Sierra in Nauru until September 2025. He's made over 83,000 QSOs so far and hopes to reach 100,000 contacts before leaving the island. Recently, the station was spotted on the 8F bands using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 19th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using ALMOS on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 21st, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 24th, the UK microwave group 5.7 and 10 GHz contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 14th of August. Last weekend was characterized by unsettled geomagnetic conditions caused by a massive coronal hole on the Sun. At one point, the KP index got up to 6, with a corresponding decrease in maximum usable frequencies. The Doob Digisonde failed to record much at all over a 6-hour period. Luckily, that disruption had passed by Monday, the 11th, as the ionosphere started to get back to normal. Meanwhile, the solar flux index reached a peak of 153 on the 10th before dropping back to 140 on Thursday the 14th. There have been numerous C-class solar flares and 10 M-class events over the past 5 days, but nothing of note. The MUF over a 3,000 km path exceeded 24.9 MHz at times, but has generally been between 21 and 24 MHz. Another coronal hole is Earth-centric at the moment and could cause some disruption with increased KP indices by tomorrow, the 18th, or Tuesday, the 19th. HFDX has been good at times, with the standout station being Tango 30 Tango 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 in western Kiribati. That's Christmas Island. The station has been worked on many bands, including 20, 15 and 10 meters using CW, as well as FT4 and FT8. After 2 weeks, there will be just one operator who is there until mid-September, so you have plenty of time to work him. Stanley, Alpha Hotel 6 Kilo Oscar in Hawaii, has also been spotted on the 15-meter band using CW. This is a relatively rare opportunity and good for anyone chasing their Worked All States award. A little closer to home is Henry OJ0JR on Market Reef, which has been easily workable on the 30-meter band using FT8. Getting quick though, as he's only there until tomorrow. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 140 to 150 range. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for tomorrow, the 18th, until Wednesday, the 20th, probably caused by the coronal hole mentioned earlier. Better conditions are predicted for the 23rd to the 27th, with a maximum KP index of 3. And there's the VHF and that propagation use from G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week's propagation highlights were SSB and CWQSOs between the UK and Las Canarias on both the 23 and 13 centimetre bands between G4GLT, EA8DMF, ED8BRZ and EB8AYA. There may be more troppo next week with high pressure close to or over the British Isles. However, at this time of the year, any troppo will be due to temperature inversions. These can be at the surface and are especially persistent over water, so look for maritime paths across the North Sea or up the East Coast to Scotland. Other potentially good marine paths might be across the Channel or Biscay to Spain and beyond. The hot days of high summer break down these surface inversions over the land during the day, so if your station is inland, your best chances of troppo in summer will often be overnight and until mid-morning. Inversions can also be elevated in the region of the high pressure, say between 1 and 2 kilometres above ground, giving good DS prospects that are not affected by the heating of the summer day. In this high pressure period, it's much more likely to be a surface inversion that drives the troppo. There will be a little rain in prospect except for parts of Ireland, South Wales and South West inland, where a few thundery showers are possible. However, these will not be particularly good for rain scatter. There continue to be some aurora alerts, so monitor the KP index, and if it's rising to, say, 6, try beaming north on the 10, 6, 4 and 2 meter bands in turn to see if any genuine auroral signals are coming back. And lastly, the sporadic e-season is coming into its closing weeks. 10 meter is a good band to check first. If sporadic E is very short skip there, try moving up to 6 meters or beyond for a strong event. Digital nodes are best, so use these to get clues as to where the CW and SSB paths might show up next. Meteor scatter operators have been very busy during the Perseids meteor shower. The Perseids should still provide some activity into the coming week. Moon declination is positive and rising until Tuesday the 19th, so moon window lengths and peak elevation will follow suit. Past losses are rising again as we are now past perigee. 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate all next week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGP-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGP website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And this is just for Bristol and the southwest area that I cover from my home station. Meetings only. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, via gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is novemberbravoalpharomeocharlie.org.uk, unless the website, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. Charhampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 megs from 11 a.m. every Sunday. I said it was only meetings. Oh well. The club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. Colin, G3YHV, on 0117-982-3822, or secretary at Charhampton, alpha-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, or even Charhampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, which must be the website, is the contact. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday Net is on 145.450 MHz from 8pm. Here we go again. More details, see the club's website and Facebook pages or email the secretary via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie UK. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Here we go. Have a look. Thursday, Caesar Net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. More information, visit Western Radio Society at gmail.com. You can't visit that. You can email it, though. So we go over to Wales. Tuesday, Barry Rapp, Amateur Radio has a meeting at 7:30pm at Sally Swartz Social Club, CF64 5SP from 7:30pm. They've got a club meeting on 144.550 MHz at 8pm on Wednesday, and a Zoom meeting on Friday at 7pm. Blackford and District Amateur Radio Society has a meeting at Isluin High School, MP120NU, on Friday. Contact is Mark, 2 Whiskey 1, Mike Romeo Kilo, on 07972336885. Chepstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. They welcome all radio users, and they got a website, gw4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. They've got access to disabled visitors, and there are nets on GBCWB from 9:30pm until 10:30pm most nights of the week. You can email them hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. You've Taught Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz on from 10am on Sundays. Tomorrow there's a digital net on XLX135N from 8pm. On Tuesday there's a net on 145.375 MHz from 8pm. On Thursday there's a clubhouse evening from 7pm. You can get more information from the website gw4ezw.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9pm. You can get more information off the website gw2fof.co.uk, and Paul Day, MW0PWD, is contactable on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Usside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30pm. There's a net on 145.525 MHz from 7pm on Fridays, and you can contact them via uskside alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com, or look at their website uskside alpharomeocharlie.com. So that ends this week's GB Taurus news broadcast, prepared by John, G4TRN, is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine, and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosarahgolfbravo.oscarromeogolf. The full schedule of GB Taurus broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/gb2rsschedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS new team. and as you've guessed, I'm actually here this morning. G4TRN is listening.